chaque fois nous mon soleil levé, moi songe. Chaque fois sous la mer, les couchers, moi ouais nous. Chaque fois nous mon soleil levé, moi songe. Sous la mer du coucher, oui, songer, nous te séparer.
Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until, well, we're going to go with until 9, but sometimes 10. All right, so here's what's going on. It's Bar Mitzvah. It's B'nai Mitzvah weekend. My son was B'nai Mitzvah yesterday. So that got me thinking about my own Bar Mitzvah from back in the day, in 1984, when I was 13 years old. What music was played at my Bar Mitzvah, and what can I stomach now as a 52-year-old man? So there's been a lot of back and forth over this. I had to do some research. I had to be reminded of the songs that I loved and loved to hate and hated to love. And there's a whole slew of them. Of course, Van Halen's 1984 was an enormous record back then, so we had to play some of that. There's going to be some other oddities like Peter Schilling, perhaps some Laura Branigan, and other surprises, including this from the Cars. Okay, so this is Heartbeat City, and we're going to play, the big single was Drive, so we have to play that one. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Why don't you use dancing tomorrow night. It's cold out there, but it's warm in bed. They can dance. We'll stay home instead. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't wanna miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up before you go, go. Cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't need you care to leave me hanging on like a yo-yo, yo-yo.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Locked down, I think it'll be alright. Instead of asking the mama, do your time is left. Ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down, we'll be right back.
All right. That's 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Medford, WMFO. That's Prince and the Revolution with Let's Go Crazy from May 1984's Purple Rain. Prior to that, Wham! With Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go from Make It Big. Duran Duran with The Reflex from Seven and the Ragged Tiger. And it was The Cars Drive starting things off from Heartbeat City. Kind of a bummer way to start off a bar mitzvah set. I don't know what I was thinking there. I was just like running late. You know, Yvonne was cleaning up. I was like, after 8 o'clock, I'm just got to put something on. So I don't want to, I wouldn't want you to think that I would start off a bar mitzvah set with a downer of a song like that. Anyway, that's the theme here tonight. Music that was played during my bar mitzvah in 1984. My son's bar mitzvah just happened over the weekend. I didn't recognize most of the music except for that ABBA song I danced to with my wife. But other than that, I assume it was just a whole litany of Taylor Swift and other stuff about, like, I don't even know. Couldn't even tell you. But we are going to move on with more stuff from 1984. I mean, there was some monster records, including this one. This would be Kenny Loggins with the soundtrack, or the title track from the soundtrack to Footloose, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
We'll be right back. Don't wanna stop.
And our hearts, they're beating
Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It? That's not really a very bar mitzvah friendly song, I don't think. I don't know how or where that fits in. Maybe that's like a slow dance or something. I don't know. Maybe couples only, perhaps. I don't know. Before that, the extended mix of Billy Ocean, that was Caribbean Queen, No More Love on the Run. So you can hear the extended part, like the more strings, more saxes, just kind of like more of the same sort of looped in towards the end, adding like 2.5 minutes to it. Culture Club's Karma Chameleon. You know, I don't know what 13-year-old Jay thought about Boy George dressing as a woman and dancing around. You know, I just kind of rolled my eyes at it, I think. And then Kenny Loggins. This is a massive hit, Footloose, the title track off of the soundtrack to the movie that came out that summer. It was just everywhere. I feel like every song that I've played in this set so far tonight has just been bigger than the last. Maybe I spent a lot of time listening to Top Radio or and watching MTV. Which is very, very possible at that time in my life. All right, so this has been the show where my own bar mitzvah theme is the music played at my own bar mitzvah would have been, or what the DJ would have played at my show. That's the theme for tonight because my son was b'nai mitzvah this past weekend. And it was just a lot of like Taylor Swift and about that. What's that one song about crashing the car on the bridge or something? I don't even know. All right. this next one, another massive single. Talk about one-hit wonders. This was the ultimate. Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Thank you. Radio's on and I'm moving around my place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
Just dancing in the dark.
All right, of course. Underneath, it's Cyndi Lauper. Girls just want to have fun. You know, back then, no song was more effective at clearing the dance floor of boys than this one. I would just be like, yeah, I'm going to go find my soda or something. I don't know. But a massive hit, of course, for Cyndi Lauper. You know, some of the way that she dressed and appeared back then was kind of punkish. I didn't really realize that. I kind of haven't thought about Cyndi Lauper much in the last 35 years. Well, we're going to wrap things up here with Van Halen's Jump. This is by far the biggest song for me at that age, at 13, for the white 13-year-old boy demographic. This 1984 was massive record, and we're going to wrap things up with this one. I'll see you next week.